Hey, besties. This is That's Just My Opinion with your host, Marlene. Let's get started. Hey, besties. Welcome to another episode of That's Just My Opinion podcast. This episode is actually... Let me tell you guys some backstory. We tried to record this episode already, and it just wasn't meant to happen. Everything that could have gone wrong actually kind of did go wrong.
Facts.
But you know, we're here for day two.
Period.
This is gonna work out this time, just because we're not stressing as much. It's See, just gonna work out.
If you subscribe to our Patreon, you will get access to that lost episode. Mm-hmm. So make sure you go to Patreon. Yep. That we just gonna tell them that, even though we did a lot of shit fucked up that last time, but we
Still, Gucci. It was great. Let me go ahead and introduce who you guys just heard. So today we have Mr. Tuck.
Woo.
We have him here talking his shit.
Period.
You know, manifesting his dreams.
Always.
Sharing his lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually also going to tell us some very secret stuff that's coming up.
Cool.
Tuck's like, really? I'm going to do that?
She's really? Like, throw me on the spot. Like, hold on. I didn't sign my NDA yet. Hold on now. Listen.
You're like, wow, really? Am I doing that? Welcome, Tuck. That's Just My Opinion. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. You know, take two, bigger vibes, deeper conversation. Yeah. You know, I'm glad to be here with y'all. Just here to talk my with shit, it. Talk about my journey, how I got to where I'm at, and just hopefully inspiring people along the way.
Purr. That's all we need. That's big all purr. We need from you today. Where are we? Chicago.
Oh, Chi-Town. You know.
Chi-Town.
The Windy City summertime shy and full vibes. You feel me?
Summertime shy. Just how undefeated. Ye talks about it.
Undefeated. It will not be any other season in any other city.
Have you ever lived anywhere else?
Yes. Cali for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I visit, especially during the summertime, Atlanta, New York City too, but summertime shy.
NYC?
Yeah. Listen. NYC is cool. Like, culture vibe, amazing, immaculate. It's just, I know I would be living in a cardboard box right now if I did live there. So I'm like, Chicago's perfect vibe, big city vibes, food, amazing, culture, up on the rise. I was like, you can't beat that right
Creatives,
now.
Great.
Amazing, sensational, mm-hmm. Yes.
Sensational.
Yeah, you tapped in with a couple of them, Marlene.
I did. So let's talk about why you're here, Tuck. Today we're here to talk about you. This episode is about you.
Yay.
And we're going to share your story.
Okay.
So, just recently, Tuck did this amazing project with Nike, which is the reason why, you know, we kind of met, linked.
Right.
I reached out and stuff like that. Chicago has this great event. It's called the Nike Summit that happened this year.
Yes.
And Tuck was a part of it.
Yes. We were in the first inaugural class of Air Council, which is kind of like bring young creatives under Nike's belt to teach them about the innovation of Air Max, the history behind it, and then find ways to where you either improve your community, improve your design skills, film skills, art, whatever you do. And through that experience, we went to World HQ, which is in Beaverton, Oregon. Hella dope. Fire. We're able to do the Nike Air Summit here in the city of Chicago, which was a one-day activation all over Citywide from South Side all the way up to North.
And it was literally the whole day,
the
too.
Whole day.
Like, I don't think people understand that it wasn't just a couple of hours. Like, it was an all-day situation.
Yes.
Because there was a lot of workshops happening. I thought this was a great event. I was like...
Yes. I was hella tired because I literally had to get up at like 8 o'clock in the morning to get to the Nike store on the South Side. Mm-hmm. And literally, my dumbass, like, I'm gonna talk, my dumbass literally wore like a pink cardigan and pink fluffy like sweat shorts. They was breathable, but it was like 92 degrees that day. So literally, I had my little handkerchief like on my forehead because I was melting in that mug. Like, it was bad. But I look good, so that's all that matters.
Beauty hurts.
Listen, Beyonce said the best.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce said the best. So sometimes it's gonna be really hot in your fit,
mm-hmm.
because it's that fire.
See. Come on with the ad libs. Come on, Marlene. Yes.
I got you. Don't worry about it.
Yes. I love that. I love that. But yeah, honestly, like I said, Marlene shot her podcast shots in my DMs. Asking like, hey, Tuck, I seen your journey and you want to get on the podcast? I was like, bet. I listened to a couple of her episodes, some she did recommend to me, and I was like, oh yeah, this is
the God, did you listen to the one that I recommended last week?
I did.
What did you think?
I will tell you this, if I ever got like a man Brazilian wax, I could not handle what you handled during that podcast. So kudos to you. I would probably be crying. We wouldn't even get to like a half hour point. I would just like listen.
And that episode was long too.
Yes, it was. I'm like, no, there ain't no way. I would literally probably like be calm, like, hey, this is talking. I'm like, ah! And like it'd be done. It'd be quits.
Big shout out to Jonah Bell and Beauty House in San Antonio. Facts. Because the episode we're talking about is Pussy Talk. And during that episode, I was while I was recording, I was getting a Brazilian wax. My first Brazilian wax, let me emphasize. I had never gotten one before. I was just, no. And I say like one story on there about like the one quote unquote wax I had before. Tune in, guys. It's a super good
check
episode.
Check it out. Please check it out.
So last week, whenever we recorded, I was like, Tuck, you should totally listen to it. Like, if you listen to that episode, I feel like you get a very good idea of who I am.
Right.
Like, serious yet down to do some crazy ass shit, but we're still funny.
No, you was rolling with the punches because literally you did not miss a beat. And I was like, how is she able to do this right now? Like, literally, I'm like a baby. There is no way you just having conversations and questions, like, you know, like stuff's getting ripped left and right. I'm like, yo, like her pain tolerance is on like 1,000 because there ain't no way you gonna do that to me while I'm trying to have a good interview. It's like the Hot Ones version of Brazilian wax, basically what she did. And like I said, she killed it. Make sure y'all check out that episode because it was definitely fire.
You're so nice. That's so funny because whenever she recommended it, I didn't even like. I wasn't like, nah, you know, this is kind of going to be a bad idea. Until we were literally there. I was laying down on the table and I was like, how the fuck am I going to make the mic hold on to her?
You know, I was really curious about that. I was just like, okay, TMI. Did you have like the mic attached to you or was it like a rotating mic where Lily was like, it hurt everything?
So my mics are just normal, like the mics you saw last time that you have to hold.
Right.
They're not, you know, the fancy ones you put on like your, we're not there yet, right?
Okay. In due time.
So we have to hold the mic. So as I was laying down, I was holding the mic. So I was like,
oh no.
Like I was laying down holding the mic, right? But Jonah Bell, she needs both of her hands to be able to give this service.
Right. That's why I was like, how?
So once we like got there, we were like, how are we going to make this happen? I was like, maybe. I was like, shit. Like, should she like put it around her neck? Like,
oh,
I was like, what the fuck are we going to do? So what we ended up doing is I think she put it through her her bra, and then she kind of like put it like around and then like through the strap just kind of like held it here.
You made her like a superhero suit with a mic.
We tried everything. Man. Whenever I say I will do everything to get the shot,
100%
I will do everything to record the podcast. We gotta get shit done.
Y'all are some gymnasts because something would have tripped. Like Jonah Bell would have took a dive immediately.
And it was just and she just, you know, was talking like into the mic. And I feel like in certain parts, the audio kind of sounds like a little far away, but not enough to be like a big problem.
Yeah. No.
So
it was still A1 quality. Yeah.
It was a really good episode. It was definitely one of my favorite ones, and everyone loved it, which was just, you know.
Definitely.
You could feel the love. Like, we put in so much love into that episode.
Man.
It received a lot of love. Like, it was really great.
Thin line between love and pain. Thin line.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, Tuck.
Period.
I mean, come on. We were talking about this when we were recording our episode about you, whenever you were doing your Nike Summit, right?
Right, correct.
Because you did a workshop.
I did do a workshop. My workshop was based on writing your dreams into reality, kind of like a manifestation letter to your future self. Especially kind of through this progress with Nike, it's been the past year and a half. I literally just been saying like, yo, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it happen. And literally, whether through social media, journaling, I just made it happen. And that was kind of like a culmination. All I've done is just like staying true to myself and kind of holding a contract to myself. Like, hey, if you're going to do this, You got to make sure you write it down on paper, write it down on stone. So I was able to teach young people, old people, some of my other fellow creatives at the Nike Chicago store on the South Side to just like, hey, write to yourself about what you want to do in the future, whether it be like styling or making your podcast better or whatever you're trying to do. Just like write it down. We're going to mail to you at a random time, because if we tell you like, oh, we're going to mail to you next year, it's like the month before it happens, like, okay, I got to get my shit done now. Yeah. But it's like, it keeps you accountable, keeps you on your toes, like to make sure you keep working. And it was beautiful. It was just like, I'd never seen that many big events in the South Side at all. So to see like young kids like, hey, yo, what's this? What's this happening? And like people's like, what's happening here? It's just like being able to explain my journey to them, let them go through the exercise, and just being able to put like their letter actually in a legit mailbox. It's just like, it's a heartwarming feeling, kind of full circle to me. Because I used to, my mom used to work on the South Side on 87 near the Dan Ryan Woods. And I was like 5 minutes away from the store. And she used to take me there as a little shorty to get kicks for like the upcoming school year. And I used to be like the clearance wall man. Like literally, you ain't gonna catch me with the brand new Air Force. You ain't gonna never catch me with the new Jordans. None of that. You just get whatever was affordable at the time. So now to take over that store that day, I was just like, yo, this is nuts. So
because you were the head of it, like your event.
That was my territory. Yes. And it was just like, oh shit, like am I that dude now? Kind of like, it was just like I'd never been in kind of that position before. And just to like go out now and people's like, yo tuck, this is like, it's amazing. I'm like, I'm still adjusting to it right now, just because of now that I have like a certain, not like position, but like kind of like influence in the city now. It's like everybody expecting me to do big stuff now. And it's like, okay, I got to make sure I bring it to them 110%.
I mean, but not only for them, you also do it for yourself.
Facts.
Do it for yourself, for your younger self, for little Tuck.
Yes.
And your family, right? We were talking about last time how important family is for you.
Yes. Especially like even now, I'm still trying to explain to my dad, like, what do I actually do?
Yeah.
Because he's more like the put your 20 years in, get your pension, like stick at the one job the whole entire time type of guy. So I'm telling him like, yeah, I'm doing a project with Nike. He's really like, oh, you going to get to meet MJ? I'm like, no, bro.
Okay,
I'm,
Dad, let's relax.
He's like, calm down. Baby steps. And it's just like explaining to him like making the big switch from like college to now. He went through a kind of an adjustment period with it, to be honest with you, because when I graduated from college, I graduated with a chemistry degree and I was a chemist the whole entire time. So to make that switch of like something that I saw as a hobby, which was sneakers, into now like kind of like my 9-to-5 gig, he's like, why did you pay your bills? Exactly. It's just like, why are you doing this type of thing? Like, you have a chemistry degree. Like, just go work in like a healthcare facility or work in like automotive industry, stuff like that. And
hey, it's hard. It is hard. Not only creatives, because obviously everyone wants their parents to like have a certain amount of like proudness for them. But it's also a stress like for you, just because not that their validation is everything, but there's always like a little feeling of like, you know, I wish my parents understood what I was doing. And I feel like a lot of creatives go through that
because
a lot of older parents don't understand what you're doing. Like, what the fuck do you mean you're working on Instagram? Like,
exactly.
What the fuck do you mean that you get paid to like go showcase different events and like go, you know, like it's a new concept. Like a lot of people don't get it.
Cause my parents are like honestly two different sides. Like my mom is like the dreamer and my dad's the pessimist. And it's just like, I kind of get a little bit from him, like being analytical. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not just going to do any willing event. Cause like, oh, I feel it in my heart to do it. I'm going to put the data behind what I got to do. But also my mom, she took risks. Like she literally moved out to Chicago probably like 92 with probably like $300, wanted to become a hairstylist, wanted to have her own shop. She moved out here and became one of the best hairstylists in the city of Chicago. It's like, just because she wanted to do it, she wanted to get somewhere that's uncomfortable, uncharted territory for her. It's like, hey, let me make this move. My father came with her, and then now they cooling now.
Yeah, so. I mean, but look at her now. Like, I feel like it's very important being able to see someone approach and like reach that dream because you have an example.
Right.
You know, like, you know, you can put in the work and make that dream attainable.
Right, right. And it's also kind of as well for me, because I have a younger brother, but he has special needs. So it's like, okay, I'm not just doing it for myself. I got to do it for him too, because he can't like do all the regular stuff I do, like go to parties, go mm-hmm. to this place, go to that place. It's like I'm kind of living both of our dreams at the same exact time. And I think that's why I apply so much pressure on myself to make sure I succeed, because I'm like, I'm not letting my own self down. I'm letting him down too. So, yeah.
Which is a beautiful thing. But also remember that you do deserve breaks sometimes.
Yeah, I'm working and on that.
You know, we don't have to get into it. I don't have to lecture you right now. Yeah. But
no, for real. Like, critique
definitely, it's definitely something that you need to remember, because just being burnout, who are you going to live for?
That's facts.
You know?
That's a gem.
Also, make sure that you're taking care of yourself.
Right.
Because if you don't, who will?
That part. You're right. You're right. Definitely. See?
I see you, bestie.
Thank you. I appreciate
you. Of course.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like self-care kind of went into the sneaker that me and my partner Diana made, is just like having a breath of fresh air on life, because mugs be stressed. Like these past years, these years been stressful as ever. So we kind of went into that when creating our sneaker, just like we want a breath of fresh air, kind of like a neutral palette for anybody to rock and be like, hey, I feel fresh wearing this. So yeah.
And that's actually something that I wanted to get into now, so everyone can see our little sneaker. This sneaker, do you want to talk a little bit more into detail?
Yes.
This was before the summit,
correct,
right?
Correct. Okay. Yes.
So the idea of, do you want to say her name?
Yes. The Air Max 97 Gardenia.
Gardenia. Miss Gardenia. Is it a miss or is it a mister?
We're going to say it's a miss.
It's a Miss Gardenia.
Yeah, she a baddie. She a baddie.
She knows she a 10.
Yes.
Yeah. How did this start? Like, I want to know everything. The deets from the beginning.
Okay. So straight from the beginning. So Nike came to us wanting to revitalize the love for Air Max, because the youth weren't into it. They weren't caring about it. They were caring more about Jordans and New Balances at the time. And
just probably thanks to TikTok, but whatever.
That part. Yeah, facts. And at that time, they wanted to work on certain, like, the old silhouettes, the Air Max 1, 95, and 97. And the target audience they were trying to go for is the everyday athlete, which are women, kind of like, not like the super athletic women, but just like regular walking, thrifting, like yoga type of women, everyday athlete. So at the time, Roe v. Wade got overturned.
Yeah.
So you know how
which
that,
was actually a year ago.
Yes, which is hella fucked up on that note. But everything was stressed, like school shootings were going on, just like everything that you could think could go bad in this country went bad that year.
Yeah.
So we was like, yo, like we just need a breath of fresh air, and then like Air Max, like, works hand in hand.
Yeah.
So we kept looking up, like, what does air mean in different languages? And then one time I looked up the word gardener, which is like kind of like a Spanglish word from Spain and like France. And then I told it to my partner, and she said, like, you mean like gardenia, like the flower? And I'm like, say that one more time. And then, like, gardenia, like the flower, we looked it up. The gardenia, man. And it worked perfectly. So it was like, yo, we're going to design this Air Max 97, because it's honestly a slept on silhouette. You don't see it a lot. So it's like, let's use a slept on silhouette to bring a breath of fresh air to this shoe. So we kind of designed it based on the gardenia flower with premium leather on the outsole to show like the petals of the flowers. But we also wanted to show it aged. That's why we kind of use a eucalyptus green and kind of like a yellowed out as well. Kind of renewable, recyclable materials at the top. Kind of based off of thrift culture, you know, like kind of like those fridge, like collegiate sweaters, stuff like that. And everybody loves thrifting nowadays. I'm a heavy thrifter myself. And because we're making it about a flower, we got to make sure it's environmentally friendly. So we use regrind at the bottom. And yeah, we told the story to them. It was like, yo, y'all did not come to play. So technically we won the competition. We were able to have a retail installation at the Nike flagship store on Mag Mile in Chicago. And basically, social media took it from there. And I think that's what kind of led to what Air Summit is that you went to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Air Summit was born after this.
Yes. Yes. Because our semester one kind of created a lot of buzz where everybody was like, yo, what's Nike School Chicago? And like, what is this? So it's like, okay, we got to kind of have a culmination because kind of like I said, in Chicago, the main three things you think of when you think of Chicago is good food, Michael Jordan, and crazy ass weather. So they just think like, oh, we just put out Jordans in Chicago, and Air Max was like damn near non-existent here. So there's like, okay, let's bring this interest in. So that's where this came in, and everyone's like, yo, what's that Air Max? And I think what made it so beautiful is, like, I didn't attract, like, the regular sneakerheads, this shoe. It's people that are like, don't even fuck with sneakers at all. It's like, yeah. Yo, what is the sneaker I want to buy? I was like, yes.
It's a different look. It's a different look. It's definitely unique. Right. I understand why people would be just, you know, gravitating towards it because, right. I mean, let's be honest, it may be specifically targeted for women.
Right.
But dudes would totally rock this shoe too, man. You know? Like,
you know how many dudes be wearing women's shoes nowadays?
Like, a lot.
Because they be having fire women's releases and the guys be like, dang, that's a cold colorway.
I mean, about motherfucking time, let's just say that.
Yeah, yeah. They was sleeping for a long time, like, they made some fugly colorways. It was hideous, but now they've been on a hot streak so far. Mm-hmm. Like the latest, I think the Tiana Taylor Air Jordan 1 Zoom Comfort, chef's kiss. It's a beautiful shoe, and I think women are finally getting the releases they deserve, like, for real.
Attention.
Yes,
I love that. Okay, well, we're gonna go on a quick break and we'll be back with more. Okay
Babe, we're back.
Bag get it.
Bag, let's get it.
Okay. Damn, that shit was funny. I should totally, we need to cut that out. And, like, I'm going to do that every single time now. It's all just going to be like the, we're back. It's going to be your voice. You're going to be part of the TJMO now.
I'm a permanent position. That's just my opinion podcast. I feel so special.
Starts crying, starts tearing up.
No. We don't cry here in these streets in Chicago. Now I'm messing with you.
We cry. It's okay to cry, Tuck. It's okay to cry.
Okay.
Okay, so going back to the shoe.
Right.
We were talking about where they can get this shoe. And you had a very important comment.
No.
You can't get it.
No.
The answer is you can't anymore.
Yes. Unfortunately, this shoe has sold out. It was an exclusive drop to the city of Chicago. Unfortunately, but hey.
Really? They only sold it in Chicago?
Yes.
So you couldn't get it online?
You could not. You literally had to pull up
to
the Nike store, and there was a QR code. You scanned the QR code, you could purchase it. Yeah, that's as exclusive as
it gets. Okay, so did they tell you we're only going to make a certain amount of shoes, or did they say it's only going to be available for a certain amount of time? Like, yes. How was that decided?
So basically how the shoe was designed is kind of like a more stretched out Nike by you, like Nike ID, people may know that, where we kind of customize it ourselves, and we made sure that we use materials where once it runs out, it runs out. If we just use like regular mesh or regular leather, then technically you could make this shoe again.
Yeah.
And then buy it yourself. But I was like, no, I want to make it exclusive. So people was like, oh, next time I make another shoe, I'm not going to sleep.
Yeah.
So, they kind of went really fast, to be honest with you. I would love to tell the podcasters, the listeners out there, to just be like, hey, I still got the shoe, come and buy it, but sorry.
I love how it has this little detail in the back. I hadn't even seen it.
Yes, the little swoosh in the back. Yeah, we kind of made
sure. She's cute.
Yeah, it's like a subtle, like, it's like she, like, you don't know, like, until she start walking up close and like, oh, she's.
You're
bad.
Like, okay, literally, just because I did this and yes. I was like.
Like, ooh. Okay. See, listen.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
Trust me, next shoe I make, I'm going to make sure you get a pair of my lean. I got you.
I got you.
I'm gonna have her crying on this podcast now, y'all.
Hey, last time I almost cried.
What?
Whenever you were telling us your story.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. Man. Yeah. We could dig into that a little bit more. Get on the emotional side of Tuck.
I mean, okay, the emotional side of Tuck. I love that. Dear Chicago.
Yeah. Honestly.
There was some shit going on.
There was a lot of stuff going on, and I honestly got to, like, thank the city for, like, holding me down because, honestly, kind of what we said earlier, it was just, like, I don't worry about myself a lot. I just worry about everybody else surrounding me. And that was a time where literally, like, homies and friends and, like, the city held me down because during the Air Summit journey or Air Council journey, whatever, my aunt died. She passed away due to depression. And that was kind of a moment where literally, like, my whole family was struggling bad. Like, I literally went from the funeral, and there's a drama at the funeral too, all the way
which
to
get, wasn't in Chicago,
it was in Sacramento, California. Shout out to Sacramento and California, y'all know y'all out there, woo 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 woo. To literally less than 24 hours later getting on a flight to go to Beaverton for Nike. So it's like a whirlwind of emotions where like I don't even know what to think. Like World Headquarters is a beautiful place. Like, if you ever get the chance to go, I tell you to go. But it's just like, part of me is like, yeah, I'm here. But the other part of me is like, bro, like, your family's all
you're
the
not
crib
entirely
crying.
There.
Yeah. And it's like, literally, like, some of the mentees and mentors would tell me, like, you're meant to be here. Like, some of the stuff happens for a reason. So I kind of held on to that. And literally, like, days before the Air Summit, my cousin died in a car accident. And it was just like, I had to kind of like put up a face slightly, like everything was cool and calm and collected. And then literally right after Air Summit, I took like the week to just like straight up grieve and like not do anything creative, not do nothing.
Yeah.
Because I don't do that a lot. I know, like I said before, I'm focused on everybody else, but sometimes I just got to focus on me. And that was like a time where literally putting off all my grief, all my anger to the side, I had to focus on me. So I'm better now. I'm good. But it kind of changed my viewpoint of like how I want to do either events, other shoe designs, or anything I want to do. I always want to make sure like nothing I make is about me. It's always about the things that surround me, whether it be family, friends, the community, whatever situation is happening in the world right now. It's never going to ever be about me, because it's not going to hit the same if it's just about me. Only I'm going to understand what's in that product. But other people got to tap into it too. So,
well, I mean, we were talking about this last time, and even like this event that we just recently went to, which was big shout out to Love and Nappiness.
Shout out to Love and Nappiness.
That they had an event that, you know, they talk about pretty much community, like
facts.
And we talked about this too, like, yeah, you want to get to the top, but sometimes you need help, and it's okay to ask for help, even if you want to make it big. Like
facts. Yeah, shout out to Love and Nappiness, shout out to the Silver Room, shout out to Jasmine, a wonderful yoga instructor, and
beautiful.
Shout out to all the men. It was called the Breathing Cipher, where we did a meditation time and then also a writing workshop, just to like tap into your inner self and like whatever stresses you have going on, just like literally breathe in, breathe out, with hip hop as its backing. And Marlene got to experience it, and I was
with
like
Evelyn.
Shout out to Evelyn, the dopest makeup artist in the city. Big purr. And they was like, hey Tuck, what's happening? I was like, yo, pull up to this spot. And I mean, you want to tell them more? Because this is like kind of first thing for you.
It was a really good experience. I mean, obviously, I come from smaller cities. I've never really had an experience like this. I know there's a couple of places that do it in San Antonio. I just never had the opportunity to go.
Right.
And on Instagram, I don't even remember how I got to the event, but I just randomly ran into like Breathing Cipher. Like, you know, I was like, I've always wanted to do like a breathing class. So I was like, you know, I'm kind of down. I've never done a guided meditation before. So it was a really nice experience. Like, everyone just felt very welcoming. I feel like everyone was just kind of in tune. Like, we all just really wanted to go and like be part of this project. And I know that they were talking about how they had other projects, and then, you know, now they're starting to do these here in the city. And I think it's such a cool like moment. Like, towards the end, everyone started, you know, throwing bars, and, you know, it was a good moment. Everyone was like jamming and just having a good time, and we were all strangers, or at least most of them were strangers.
Definitely.
And everyone just kind of, you know, just talked to everyone there, and it was really cool. I feel like all these new experiences are something that I enjoy having, just because as we move to a bigger city, we just have more to do.
Facts.
And, you know, having access to great creatives like you guys, where you're posting all of these different events on social media, it's like, okay. And this event was free too.
Yeah, it's free.
Like, we just signed up on, I think it was Eventbrite, and we just pulled up.
Yes.
Literally pulled up. The Silver Room has amazing things too. Very big place too. I had never heard of it until this, and
definitely.
It was really cool. So
yeah, we definitely,
I really enjoyed it,
and we definitely have more stuff on the way. The Silver Room Block Party, July 28th to the 30th, it's gonna be at Oakwood Beach. It's kind of like the culminating thing for Silver Room, final year of doing it. And yeah, honestly, the best price is $3.99, especially here, because you got to pay for parking everywhere.
Oh my god, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, it's still not free because we still got to fucking pay for parking everywhere. But that's not, you know, them.
Definitely. And I was like, I got to make sure like Marlene's tapped in 110%, because I feel like Chicago's in a cultural renaissance right now, where everybody's starting to recognize what comes out of the city of Chicago. We've been so slept on for the longest of time. Like, everybody's like, oh, you're a creative, go to New York or go to LA. And I'm like, I'm not gonna ever say fuck LA on this podcast, but it's like, there's other places, in especially in the Midwest, where some of the most creative people came from. So give Chicago's respect.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like just now recently is it that, you know, we're getting that spotlight, and I love to be able to be here for, you know, this whole transition into like the spotlight and stuff. Feel very lucky, very grateful to be able to share my space with such amazing people that we've been, you know, running into. Like at that event, we ran into three very great people, like you said, Jasmine, Mad, and I always forget her name. I feel like I don't know how to say it. No. Our writer that helped us with the writing workshop.
Nara.
So yeah, so she does everything too. Oh, yeah. And just having access to all of these people and like having different conversations with them, it's just very like, you know, it's great. Because I remember last time he asked me, like, how do you feel now that you're in Chicago?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, because it's a very different change, like from these smaller cities to like a really, really big city.
It is.
And seeing people like you making such a difference is always very inspirational.
Yeah, and a lot of people be thinking we're assholes. I'm like, we're not assholes. As long as you like come to
we're
me,
we're just blunt. That's exactly.
You come correct, I'm gonna come correct back. It's like, you ask me a question, I'm gonna answer it. It's just, you look at me crazy, I'm gonna look at you crazy right back. And it's just like, I think the one thing I take pride in the city is we're kind of like, we say less and do more. Like, we don't ever complain about anything. Like, literally, she gonna learn when winter hits here. Like,
oh no, I've been here for winter. I was born and raised here for like half of my life, and I get the winter. We were just talking about how last winter we had such a great winter because we didn't really have a lot of, like,
it was a blessing.
It was a very chill winter because those snowstorms and
crazy. Like, it literally, like, you still got to go to work, go to school. Because I used to be mad as a kid, like, oh, there's 8 inches of snow. Oh, it's 10 degrees outside. Bet. And then I used to look on the news, like,
you're school still canceled.
I'm like, nah. They'd be like, nah, you got at least to get 12 more inches. And I'd be mad walking, like, stomping my feet to the bus stop. I used to be fuming. I used to be mad.
But I mean, it's annoying as fuck. Like, oh, yeah. Because even though everyone has lived here for their whole life, I feel like no one fucking knows how to drive whenever there's snow out.
Oh, no.
So there's always a stupid amount of traffic.
Right.
And you're always going to be and everyone's just so annoyed because there is traffic and they're getting everywhere. So, like, everyone's just being, like, just, no.
Yeah.
You definitely need to have a very high, like, you just don't fuck with people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's why actions versus words, because you live through the shit. So
true. It's like, and nobody else can say that.
Do something about it.
Yeah, period. See, she getting it already. And it's kind of like, too, like, I will say, like, visiting a lot of cities, we have the best food of all time.
You think so?
Oh, I know so. I ain't gonna lie, New Orleans comes a very close second.
I don't know. You haven't been to Texas.
Yes. Okay. Tappins, yo, Texas.
You haven't been to Texas. You haven't been to, like, border food, like, real Mexican food, not Texas Mex shit, like, real Mexican food.
Okay.
I feel like it's something that you need to taste before you're able to say, like,
all right, where should I hit up? Because I may slide to Laredo and give me something.
You're not gonna slide to Laredo.
I'm gonna make the trip because, like, whenever someone says, yo, this stuff is fire, I make it my mission to go there and, like, try it myself. Like, I was the Keith Lee before Keith Lee got big. Like, yes, I was there. So if you say something fire, I'm like, bet, I gotta validate.
Okay,
this.
So we can, you know, make a trip.
Okay.
To go try out first of all, now that you're going to Austin and you're going to be in Texas.
Yes.
When are you going in July?
I'm going in July, yes.
First of all,
okay.
You're going to sweat your ass off, bro.
Damn.
first thing I'm gonna say. It's 100+ degrees right now in Texas. So yeah.
And I get angry when it's hot out, so I'm just gonna have a bad attitude the whole entire time.
So make sure you always have water on you. Ooh. Make sure your ass is using fucking sunscreen.
Okay.
Because you're gonna feel the sun burning your skin. I'm not even kidding. Like, it's that kind of like desert like heat. Ooh. And then you say, ooh, a breeze. It's melting your face off. Like, dang, that breeze is hot. Hell nah.
She make me trying to cancel my trip.
It's bad. It's bad. Why do you think I'm not going back till September? Catch y'all in 4 months. Cause hell nah.
Nah, man. Listen, that the homies wanted to go out there. It's a convention.
And no, but it's lit. There's so much to do in Texas. Okay. You have a lot of access to water.
Okay.
Like, you have rivers. Good. You have lagoons. You have a beach, which actually is a beach because y'all got a lake. There's a beach in Texas. Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like
South Padre.
South
Island, yeah. South SPI. Island. Okay. I mean, you're going to be a little bit far away from it. You're going to be like five hours away.
Hold on.
Yeah, but there's a little beach. I mean, there's also Corpus, which is also kind of close by. But they're not like tropical beaches. It's not like Miami or Cancun or like, no. Yeah. They're more like fishing beaches.
It's kind of like the same way here, because everybody, like, especially friends that visit here, they're like, wait, y'all got beaches?
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, we by the lake, bro. Just gotta pull up and then you right there. I was like, no, I didn't even know, bro. Like, I was sleeping. I thought y'all was just really straight in the trenches. I'm like, no, bro. Like, stop. We're not hoodlums trying to find our way out of the mud. Like, what's wrong with you, my boy? Like, stop.
That shit's stupid. I thought it only snowed in Chicago.
Man, like, they be thinking that. It's going to be like, damn winter. Okay, winter may be over. Like, nah, psych, this is still winter. And then spring and summer.
Yeah. Psych, this is still winter.
Yes.
Shit, that's how I felt in fucking, what was it? May.
Yes. That one day when it was like 65 and then it went down to 32.
Literally.
Oh no, our weather's like a bipolar teenager. Like, no cap. Like, one day they love your ass and the next day they're like, fuck you, Martha. Like, literally, yeah, they be on that.
Oh my god, that's where I knew Nar from.
Nar? Yeah.
Cause she has a TikTok where she talks about that. She's like,
oh yeah,
she's
she famous now.
Like, I thought that was so funny because I saw her and I told Evelyn, I was like, I've seen her somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, she TikTok famous.
And whenever I followed her on Instagram, I was like, oh my god, and I saw her on capping. TikTok.
I will literally go any other city. It's like, oh, it's decent. Which basically is like, I'm gonna validate you slightly, but I'm still not gonna give you all your credits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like Chicago lingo for everybody else out there. Like, it's fake decent. It's high. It's cool.
Okay, so Tuck, once you go to Laredo,
right?
Just hit up Applebee's.
All right, y'all. This is the beautiful end to this podcast. I appreciate my time. And now I'm messing with you. Why?
We had this conversation last time. And for all my...
Why are you going to do this to me?
For all my Texas listeners, because I know they're going to understand me.
Okay.
Is the fact that Applebee's in Laredo. Mm-hmm. Because we have two.
Okay.
We may not have a lot of shit, but we have two Applebee's.
Two Applebee's.
Okay. We have an older one, which is usually older people, and then the newer one.
Okay.
Which, like, everyone pulls up. Karaoke Tuesdays.
Like, pull up?
Pulls.
Oh, hell no.
Whenever I'm like, oh, we're going to go to Applebee's, they're like, oh, shit, they're going to be wilding tonight.
I'm so weak. Y'all be having Fifi's on the block at Applebee's. Who would have thunk it? That is crazy.
They have Jello shots at Applebee's that they, you know, go table by table and they're like, You want a Jello shot? They close at 2 a.m.
Okay.
They be jamming. Like, now, you can't hear yourself because the music is so loud.
Now, question, do they make it strong? Like, do they make the drinks and Jello shots strong? Because they finesse here in the city. They literally give you like a Long Island, but 90% of it be like the juice mix and only like 10% be liquor. And I'd be like, bro, you just basically gave me apple juice for $3.
I mean, for $3, can we really complain that much?
I'm a bougie man. Let's just put it that way. I may be slightly uppity, but I'm like, listen, I'm only going to Applebee's like if my grandparents want to go or if they don't want to go. So I don't know. It's just, to me personally, I ain't gonna call Applebee's bottom of the barrel, but if, like, I'm struggling, I'm down bad, and I'm like, I gotta pay rent, then I'm gonna slide to Applebee's.
I don't think I slide to Applebee's.
You don't sl-
No, I don't think. I don't think I'm like, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm gonna go to Applebee's.
What's your go-to order? Because like, I'm still not sold on Applebee's being like y'all number one tee up spot in Laredo. Like,
no. Like they have. I feel like back in the day, it was more like, let's go to Applebee's. Like my friends and I, we would usually pre-drink.
Okay, pre-gaming at the Applebee's. Yes. All right. Okay.
Well, so we'll be, you know, like the little pre, and then we'll probably leave it around like 11:30.
Okay.
And then from there, go to like another place.
Okay.
But this was back in like 2019. Like, I haven't been there in a minute, but I know, because I haven't lived in Laredo in a while. But
okay.
I mean, everyone be pulling up to there. So usually what we would order, I'm a big Long Island fan.
Okay, shout out to Long Island.
I just like my Long Islands. I just like I know you were talking. I mean, but you were talking about having it at the Nike headquarters.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, next Applebee's.
Never.
So I usually start with some like Long Islands, and then I always do the big appetizer thing.
Okay, the sampler. Yeah. Sample. Everybody eats. Mm-hmm. We all eat. The squad.
I'm big on like being picky with, like, I'm not a picky eater. Mm-hmm. I just like to pick at food and like eat like different things. Okay. Does that make sense?
I got you.
Like, I'll have like one quesadilla, but then I really want the spinach dip, and then I really want, like, so that's just perfect.
The
for me.
Spinach dip is undefeated. I will give it that. The spinach dip is undefeated. But I don't know. For me, I got like bad vibes because. Well, last time I went to Applebee's, like, for real, it was like probably seventh grade. I took this girl on a date there. We was all cool.
Not
like,
Shorty.
Yeah, Shorty. Like, I was feeling a heavy. We had like our Sadie Hawkins dance. You feel me? I was like, bet. We're going to go see this movie, and then we're going to go to Applebee's. So, saw the movie. The movie was fine. It's cool and all that stuff. Put our arm around her. You did.
Oh, my God. I was about to ask you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was about to you do the.
Yes. It was like a Disney movie. I think it was Princess and the Frog. Yes, it was a good, like, okay, like, yeah, she messed with Princess Diana. Representation, you feel me?
A good representation moment.
And then we went to Applebee's, and everything was cool. So I was like, bet. Next day, I'm going to ask her to be my date for the dance. I asked her the next day. She's like, no. And then literally I found out at the dance, she went with the other dude. And she said the reason she went with the other dude is because he went to a place called Fuddruckers. And only my Chicago, Illinois people going to know what Fuddruckers is. It's like the biggest burger.
We have Fuddruckers in Texas too.
So basically I was like the side dude because I went to Applebee's. And he was the main because he went to Fuddruckers. So this is why I got the beef with Applebee's. Like, you may be trying to get your sponsorship right now. Which,
you ruined.
Yes, like, I'm
you
mad.
You ruined my dance, Applebee's.
Yes. It's like, Applebee's ruined my love life. Like, literally, no cap. So I can't mess with it right now. Like, I literally can't. I mean, Applebee's, if you're listening, still support her. But
I need Applebee's to officiate a sorry.
Yes.
TikTok for ruining his love life.
Yes.
Because even though you chose that restaurant...
Yes, I thought it was going to work.
You know.
That was in the budget at the time.
It was Applebee's.
Yes.
That, you know, they just didn't.
Man.
Did you not get her Jello shots or what?
No. She almost got it. Yeah, no, we just got regular Jello in that mug. Man, my mom would have kicked my ass if that would happen. Listen, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. Oh, my gosh.
That shit's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Applebee's. Shout out to Applebee's. Actually, no, I'll take that shout out back. Forget you, Applebee's.
I'll say shout out to Applebee's.
Yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead. Shout them out.
Okay. Well, one thing that I did want to ask you, Tuck, because I know we were talking about how you wrote a letter to your future self.
I did.
And I want to know what you would tell your past self.
Yes.
What would you tell little Tuck?
Yes. Two things. One, to my past self, your style was trash, but it gets better over time, my dude. So it will get better. I promise you. You will be fly when you become an adult.
You're so mean. You're trash. No, look. You got to start somewhere.
You do.
You got to start somewhere.
Humble beginnings. And I always stay humble. Like, I feel like I'm a very humble guy. So I'm going to know, like, listen, you wasn't best back then, but best believe you make your way up. Mm-hmm. Like, I promise you.
It's a learning process, you know?
Yes. And probably the second thing is just, like, stay uncomfortable because growth happens through discomfort. And I went through a whole lot of uncomfortable situations, some I talked about in this podcast, that led me to where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. And where it's going to continue to lead me going forward. So, yeah. Definitely.
That's a hard one. A hard one. I feel like a lot of people don't know or are not aware that if you get comfortable with being uncomfortable,
right,
and just have that mentality, you truly have absolutely no limit. Like, you can do whatever you want to do.
Right.
It's just, you know, put in the work and make sure that you're okay with being uncomfortable, because that's how we learn. Like, growth is literally all these experiences that we may feel like we don't deserve, or like we shouldn't be doing, because what could happen if it goes wrong?
True.
Okay, it goes wrong, and then you tried it. At least you know.
Yeah.
Because worst case scenario, it doesn't work out, you're back at square one, but you already tried.
Yeah.
So technically, it's not square one, it's square two.
Yeah.
Right? Because you already tried once. Right. So. Because
I still feel that feeling even in some rooms now. Like, sometimes I'll be having imposter syndrome. But at the end of the day, it's like, fuck it, I'm going to try it. Because at the end of the day, if I'm not going to do it, somebody else will.
Yeah.
And I got to do it. That's just Chicago shit. It's like, we going to hustle and get
I think no that's just what. The hustle game shit. Like, you just need to know.
Right.
So. Gotta do what you gotta do. Will Tuck, thank you so much for being on with us today and sharing your knowledge. And
we're gonna do part two at Applebee's. Because
we'll do a vlog at Applebee's.
Yes, I got it. We're gonna do the blog at Applebee's, and we're gonna have the sample. We're gonna share the sample.
We're gonna share this.
Yes.
Period. Thank you so much for being on today, Tuck.
Love. Appreciate
Can't
you.
Can't wait to have you back.
Yes, most definitely. I'm gonna be back. Make sure y'all follow me at Who Is Tuck on Instagram. My Twitter is non-existent, but just be on the lookout for events in the city.
I don't got Twitter.
Yeah, events for the city, and then who knows? Just stay tuned to Nike Chicago, because you may see some more surprises in the future.
Hey, there's actually some really big events that Nike Chicago is bringing to Chicago
in due time.
Yeah. So make sure that you follow Tuck on social media. You're mostly active on Instagram, right?
Yeah, mostly active on Instagram. Okay. Twitter, I'll just go for shits and giggles and laugh, so don't even follow that. Don't even try to look for me on there. But Instagram, you know, the little motivation, little fly shit, just go on
and
there.
And you share a lot of your work on there too. I do. So if they do want to follow everything that you're doing, you know, your new sneaker drop, the next sneaker drop, then they can go ahead and tune in on there.
Yeah, and I'm a friendly guy. Just DM me if you have questions or anything like that. Just hit my line. Oh my gosh. I had a feeling you was going to do it. Oh my God.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. See you guys in 2 weeks. Because now episodes are every 2 weeks.
Doo, doo, doo.